It may also define the size of the operation. A hog pen might differ 20, 30 hogs, and if you had maybe 100, you might call it a hog palace because it's so much larger.
Around here, would there be a special place where a farmer would take his cows to milk them?
I think that most of them would do them themselves in their own, either in the yard or in the barn. Now, I don't know of any dairy herds around here right offhand, but there probably are some, I'm sure. But they would have a dairying barn for that, and that's a very entirely different something else. I don't think they even have them right around here in Pike County, really.
Would there ever be a separate building where you store any kind of grain?
A manger, a corn bin, a storage bin, a grain bin, I guess I always said. I really don't, you know.
Have you heard that grain bin called a corn bin called a corn crib?
Yeah, a corn crib, yeah. Those are very different type of buildings. Sometimes I think corn cribs are more temporary, maybe, than a corn manger or something like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they use old buildings, too. But
would farmers around here ever refer to a place where they store grain as a granary?
Perhaps.
You can't recall
probably
that.
So. I can't remember it being called a granary, no. A silo is one thing they usually put them in, but that's a metal building more than anything else. A silo is a tower. Mm-hmm.
One thing I meant to pick up, talking about a house, simply the plural, that if you had more than one, you'd have two.
Houses.
Okay. Talking about a farm, after the farmer's been growing hay, when he cuts it, before he bales it, he might just, you know, he would pile it up into a big
stack.
Yeah.
Which could also be called a shock, perhaps. It might be shocking it, mm-hmm. as the word is.
But you would call that normally just
a haystack, yeah. Mm-hmm. Haystack.
You ever see haystacks in this area much anymore?
Mm-hmm. I see quite a few of them up on the Troy Highway. A very good place. They see them all over the place. It looks like they now have gone away from the traditional hay baling to what looked like giant shredded wheat. And as a matter of fact, the first time I saw them, I thought they were shredded wheat. I said, my God, humongous shredded wheat.
Have you ever seen a farmer put up a haystack, build one?
Do you mean one haystack, or do you mean like all the stack bales of hay? You mean just one haystack, right? No, I've never seen the process, actually.
Do you happen to know whether they would use a pole in the middle of that?
Sure, they'd probably use a pole. That's also done with peanuts now quite a bit, too. It used to be done quite often with peanuts. So they've developed, I think, new type of peanuts that don't need that type of drying. But they used to use a peanut pole, as you might call them. Then you'd take your peanuts and sort of lean them up against it.
Have you got any particular terms for small piles of hay that have been raked up in the field?
The only word I could possibly think of would be gleanings, and that'd be from the gleaners, Malay's gleaners, and that's about the only one I can think of right offhand.
Have you ever heard people around here call
maybe
it
a rick or a rack or something like that? But it'd be very small amounts.
What about haycock, hayshock, boodle?
Yeah, just haycocks maybe might be it, but I think they're more like I don't think they lose that much is what I'm trying to say, really. I don't think you'd see that much lost hay.
Yeah. Around here, say, if a farmer wanted to store his hay in a place other than the barn, could he have some sort of place outside, maybe consistent of, oh, say, four poles and some type of roof, but no walls to it, and he would put the hay under that?
Mm-hmm. Hay storage would be that thing, I guess, or a hay barn or hay loft, maybe. I believe, you know. Hay shed, maybe.
Around here, if a farmer, say, was going to use a wagon to bring in his hay from the field, have you ever seen on that wagon maybe these wooden things that would more or less extend the sides